So let's go to Isaiah chapter 1. Are we there?
Amen.
If you're there, give me an amen. If you're there, Isaiah chapter 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's begin reading from verse 2. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. Children have I reared and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey his master's grip, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, this is a very interesting chapter because this is the book of Isaiah. And also, it's an introduction on the kind of empowerment in which God was curbing his servant. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And in this chapter, God is counting on one-on-one with his people. Praise the Lord. Is coming one-on-one with his people. And at this time, at this phase of history, the children of Israel had come out of the ways of God, and God had tried different methods to draw their attention. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you continue reading to chapter 6, you will find a place where the Bible was, God was telling Isaiah that I've been going around looking for a man who can stand in the gap on behalf of the people. God was looking for an intercessor, praise the Lord. God was looking for somebody who is seeking his face, and he could not even find one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, a nation is big. So I imagine the whole nation of Israel, God was looking for one to stand in the gap, who is seeking him, who is true to him, who loves him deeply, who is able to carry the burden and bring the burdens of the people of God to God. But God could not find one. It means that people were so busy with their life, so busy doing their thing, praise the Lord, hallelujah, but they didn't care about what God is thinking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the same way the life we live today here. Hallelujah. You can find yourself so busy. Hallelujah. Sometimes not doing the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But not being in the environment where you can hear what God is speaking. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because for you to hear from God, you need to come to the right place. You need to come to the place where you can hear God. Hallelujah. There are levels of discipline that you need to hear from God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There are levels of discipline. So when God was addressing this issue, he brought this issue and he said that children are vibrant and daughter. Hallelujah. So God can raise you as a son, as a daughter in the Lord. Glory be to God. But the question will come in, will you remain faithful? Will you remain faithful? Will you remain faithful? Because the test of time will tell whether you still love God or don't love God. Glory be to God. Have you ever had a people that used to be so much on fire for God and backslided? Have you ever seen anybody born again? They used to hear the choir. They used to be a pastor. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But they'll never do it anymore. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Something happened. Probably somebody had them in the church. Hallelujah. They ran away from the house of God. But you know, it takes a lot of effort for God to bring one out. Hello? If you are a parent, you know how hard it is to bring a child out. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From the time they were young, you bring them up, you make sure they are clothed, you make sure they go to school, you make sure they are nourished. It's the same way with God. Glory be to God. When we come to God, we receive His mercy. We receive His forgiveness. He begins to cleanse us with His blood. In the God, they begin to infest in our life because He wants us to, He wants to use us for His glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. God wants you to be the mouthpiece in that family, in that nation, in that city. God is looking for people that can represent Him in that family. Glory be to God. You may be coming from a family that no one loves God. No one is born again. Glory be to God. But you may be that point of contact that God is looking for. God wants to invest on you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God invested so heavily in Israel because Israel, hallelujah, are the man of God. Israel are the purpose of God because it is the nation Israel that God was going to introduce Himself to the world. Can you imagine that? It is through Israel that God introduced Himself to the world. So in other words, if Israel was not there, we couldn't have known the true God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because many other nations, they were worshipping many gods. If you go to Egypt, I don't know how many gods there. You go to Egypt, you go to India, you know, they have so many gods. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if they even have the count of their tourism. There are thousands. You go to China, you go to half country, you go to Africa. There are so many things that people are worshiping and people did not know God. There are times people are worshiping nature, people are worshiping the moon, people are worshiping the sun, and they never have direction who a true God is. Glory be to God. So the Father decided to invest in Israel. He decided to make a pact with Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So He made a pact. The word pact there is what? What's the better word I can use?
Agreement.
Agreement. Hallelujah. He made a contract. You know, God is serious. Like even when He wants to do business with man, He wants to make an agreement. Glory be to God. Because God wants to keep the side of His agreement. Glory be to God. Because the things that God wants to start is not just for you, it's for generations. Hallelujah. It's for generations. And this is one of the things that people don't understand. You being born again is for generation. There is a grace that you will pass to generation. Hallelujah. You may start as a one man like Abraham. Hallelujah. But out of a one man, God made nations out of this one man. So God decided to invest very, very heavily in this generation, in Israel. And many generations pass by from one year to another year to another year, and it reached a time over generation that forgot about God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Today, even you go to church, today a lot of churches we are struggling. People don't want to come to church. Hallelujah. You go to many churches, you find the empty seats that are out. Glory be to God. Because there's a generation that have lost focus of the purposes of God. And God wanted to address this generation. God wanted to awake this generation. But there was so much on darkness that even when God was speaking, they were thinking it's a joke. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, being here in America, there's one thing I've witnessed in America, that people not only fear, don't fear God, but they don't even fear men or God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, in Africa, when you meet a pastor, you know, hallelujah. You know, you want to give them, praise the Lord, hallelujah. But here, sometimes you are a pastor, but you still have to go to work in the warehouse. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People see you every day. They treat you casually. Praise the Lord. So that even when God give you a word for them, they're like, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They have reached to that place. Their senses has been curbed with the world around them, with the activities around them. They have been so much captivated to the extent that when God looks at them, even God is surprised. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, even there, God is surprised with the activities that were going on in a nation. Even God is saying, alas, I have never knew these people can go this far. But do you know the reason why they went far from board? Hallelujah. Because they removed the lease. You know what a lease is? Like the thing they tied the dog with.
Yeah.
So that's prayer. You guard the dog.
And you know that, like my God used to have a dog that when you take it out, keeps running. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even with the lease, you know, it keeps pulling you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
So there is a lease that God wants to have upon us.
Glory to God.
At least. Hallelujah. That God wants to have upon our neck. You know, all of us, we love freedom, isn't it? We don't want control. But there is a level of your life that God wants to control. Hallelujah. Because if God cannot control you, if God cannot lead you, He will go far away from me. Praise the Lord. Jesus said that my load is easy. My burden is easy to carry. So it means even Jesus has a burden. The only difference is it is easy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Jesus has a burden for His children, but it is easy. It is manageable. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But these people, I reached to that place where they were living freestyle. They were living with no boundary. They were living with no accountability. Do you know when you reach to a place in your life where you are not accountable to anyone, you are in a dangerous place. Hello? Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. When you reach to a place where you are not answerable to anyone, it's dangerous. And that is how many end up backsliding. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is no one who can question, in that the area of yours, you need to collect it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember even as a youth in the church, one day I came to catch a wearing a sweater, a white sweater with heap of signs in it. You know, I came to, and it was a gift. One brother pulled me out. Eh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The brother questioning, why are you wearing this sweater? What are you trying to preach? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I went to pray the church and I liked the sweater. It was good. It was nice. It was a gift all the way from Germany. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I liked it, but one brother put me, hold me accountable. You can't be a child of light, but what you are wearing, what you are showing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I was convicted. I went back home. And you know, and that sweater, why would my cousin used to like this sweater? Because so some men we used to share. You know, younger generation like this hip hop stuff, you know? So he liked the sweater. So some Sundays he could ask me or give me the sweater. So, Papa, when I went home, I kicked and burned the sweater secretly. Believe me, it was a gift from his sister, the sister of my cousin, Malik. So I knew if he knows that I burnt the sweater, he's going to hold me.
Praise the Lord. You know, if somebody here that you buy their gift, praise the Lord, they can get mad, isn't it? They won't be happy, praise the Lord. But I was convicted. If I can't wear it, I can't give it to somebody to wear it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And later on, this cousin came in and said, what happened to the sweater? Can you give it to me? Hallelujah. May the Lord forgive me. I have to lie that I left it somewhere. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I burnt it. But you know, when you walk in accountability, your life, people can see. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes either they Facebook and TikTok, there are people who are pastors, but they are hiding. They don't want people to know they are pastors because now they can question you how to talk to them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They are places where people, when they go there, they don't want anyone to know they are born again. Even in the workplace, they are hiding their salvation because they just want their lives to be held accountable. And God wants to hold our lives accountable to Him. And God is using a parable here. The Bible says that the ox knows his owner. Can you imagine? The ox is like a car, something like that. The Bible said the ox knows his owner. So when the owner of the ox comes, the ox can recognize the owner. But you, can you recognize your God? How far have you gone away from God? Can you still recognize it? When God begins to speak to you, hallelujah, can you still recognize it?
Oh, you will see that it's the pastor talking. Eh? Your pastor doesn't like me. Is the reason why he's preaching that message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you recognize when God is speaking? Hallelujah. Can you know that this is God? This is not this man of God speaking. This is the word for me. This is God speaking to my life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the ox is able to recognize his owner, and the donkey is master's grip. Hallelujah. So in other words, the donkey may have a rope in the leg, but if you are not his master, they may not obey. Hallelujah. Because they know how the master holds the grip, that rope. Hallelujah. So when the master come and hold it, they know that one is a guy. Eh? Hallelujah. But if you are a stranger, then they keep going. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the donkey understand the master's grip. When God wants to draw your attention, will you know that this is God? Glory be to that. Because there are times that God will do things around you to speak to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you may be so far from the truth that God will begin to speak to Nathan to draw your attention. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we hear all the of floods, we hear of famines, we hear of volcanoes, we hear of eruptions. We hear, when we see these things, it's God speaking. Hallelujah. And then, is God speaking? Because these are back pains. The Bible says even the heart is yearning, is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. You know what that means? Hallelujah. If the heart is groaning, it means the heart is in pain because the sons of God are not rising, but the sons of darkness are ruining everywhere. Hallelujah. You know, when the sons of darkness, when sin increase on the land, the heart grows. The heart grows. The heart cries. When there's so much blood in the land, the heart cries. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because everything that was created by God have ability to hear. Amen. Have ability to feel. You know, now that this is too spiritual now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Anything, even the has ability to cry. Amen. That's what the Bible said, that the blood of Abel was crying on the ground. So the ground was crying. And when the ground was crying, it became much harder to, you know, for example, if you plant one seed now, it could produce to the fullest. Because something happened that damaged the mindset of the creation of God. Hallelujah. Because the creation of God is meant to gravitate to a man or a woman who is in line with the will of God, who is obedient to God. Glory be to God. Because the creation in the act, whether they are forests, the lakes, the sea, the heavens, hallelujah, everything was meant to gravitate to support the purposes of man. Glory be to God. That's why we can till the crowd, and the crowd can give us harvest. But when people sin, even the ground stop giving what it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. When a seed increases, famine comes in the land. Glory be to God. When seed increases, inflation comes in the land. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And from history to history, we have seen these activities. We have seen famine devastating people. We have seen famine removing Jacob to go back to Egypt because there was no food in Canaan. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They had to go to Egypt because there was anger. The whole world was in anger. Glory be to God. These are signs that the earth is groaning. The earth is groaning for people who are true with God. The art is groaning for people who are willing to answer the call of God. The art is groaning for sons and daughters that will come closer to answer the call of God and become a voice to their generation, become a voice to their family. So God is speaking to the sons, and he says, sons are wired, but they are no more.
Are you a son that God is looking for?
There.
So when God cannot draw the attention, the Bible says he spoke to the heavens, he spoke to the heart. And they say, here you hark.
And that is very strange, isn't it? What should God speak to heaven? He speak to heart while he wants to speak to man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then?
Because sometimes when we gravitate to these things of the world, we lose focus of who God is. So sometimes God has to bring us standstill to things we trust so that we know that he is God above all.
Hallelujah.
So that we begin to seek his face. So that we realize that our own intelligence is not enough.
Hallelujah.
Our soldiers are not enough to protect us. We need God. We need divine peace. We need health. Our doctors are not enough to keep us healthy. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. We need divine grace. We need help from God to be able to protect us in the name of Jesus. And why is God calling out sons, bringing a conversation to sons and daughters? Hallelujah. Why is God seeking them out? And I believe in this hour, God is seeking for the remnant to his people. He's seeking for the remnant. Do you know you can be a remnant in the land, but you are still lost?
Are we together?
You can be one of the remnant in the land, but because of the environment, you are caught up in the environment like Isaiah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says at the time when Isaiah, God was calling Isaiah, he was living with his uncle in the palace, King Uzziah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He was enjoying life there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was among their company of people that didn't please God. People were cursing, was around him. He was enjoying it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was enjoying people cursing around it, and then he could go sit down, enjoy the vulgar talk and so on. Hallelujah. And he knew that God had called him, but his environment could not allow him seek to know the mind of God. So when his uncle Uzziah died, that is the time he saw a vision that he saw himself in the temple. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He saw himself coming to church for the first time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have you ever seen some people come to church when they learn they got a problem? They come to churches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When they are in need, they show up. They say, hey, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's the same way. God was drawing attention of Isaiah. But where he was, God was not able to speak to him. Glory be to God. But when he was stooped out of the palace, now God began to speak to him in the mighty name of Jesus. And God encountered him. In the Isaiah chapter 6, God encountered him. And he began to cry to God that is a sin. Hallelujah. God brought him to his presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Then he realized that he had lost the purposes of God. He had lost the voice of God in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know Isaiah was called to be prophet to nations, but his voice was dirty. Amen. You might be the prophet to your family, the prophet to your city, the prophet, no rebutable, the one that will speak and things will happen, no rebutable, the one that will reconcile people with God, but God has to deal with you in the name of Jesus. God has to draw you closer. God has to draw your mind. God has to draw your attention. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. God has to reveal his thoughts concerning your life, his thoughts concerning your family, his thoughts concerning the generation you are in, his thoughts concerning the city, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And when you come to know the mind of God, sometimes you'll be so overwhelmed. Why are the people not seeing what I have seen? Glory be to God, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people may not understand what they are doing as a church. Hallelujah. Some people are like, why are they praying like that? Why are they worshiping like that? Why are they having these services? We look, many people may not understand, hallelujah. But when Allah has brought you to that place where He reveals Himself to you, He speaks His mind to you, hallelujah. He put a battle in you, hallelujah. He put a call in you, and you will understand. You will understand that you are called to be positioned in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want us to go to Isaiah 62. Isaiah 62.
Isaiah chapter 62. Let me see. Let me begin reading it from verse 5. Isaiah 62. Verse 5. Let me read this video from verse 6. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen all the day and all the night. They shall never be silent. You who put the Lord in remembrance, take no rest. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Bible said, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have set watchmen. Praise the Lord. The watchmen there, they are the children of God, the sons and daughters of God. We are the watchmen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are the watchmen. So it means that there are things that will not happen until we stand on our host. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because if you are a watchman, it means there is a place you're supposed to be guarding. Amen. And you need to know what you are guarding. Do you know you are a watchman? You guard gates. You guard spiritual gates in your family. You guard spiritual gates in the city. You guard spiritual gates in your house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In other words, you can prevent things to enter and things not to enter in the mighty name of Jesus. But you have to be positioned. You have to be positioned. Hallelujah. God was putting in my heart that God is calling the watchmen to rise again. Rise again. Rise again. Realize your purpose. Realize your place. Hallelujah. And be not even in the church, even from your family. Hallelujah. Where you are coming from. You may be the guard of that family. You may be the reason why that family will come to Jesus. You may be the reason why that family will be delivered. You may be the reason why that family will come out of bondage, come out of affliction or darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be the reason why the glory of God will come. You may be the reason why people will be healed. You may be the reason why the black eyes will see. You may be the reason why people will be restored and see the glory of God. You may be the reason why people who are bound by darkness will be loosed from activities of the enemy to rejoice, to be hopeful again in the mighty name of Jesus. But if you are not positioned, nothing can happen. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. The enemy is taking advantage of us children of God because we don't understand the concept of positioning ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know where children of God position themselves to guard the walls of Jerusalem? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, a wall surrounds a city.
Amen.
It may have different corners. Glory be to God. So that's because you are guarding here doesn't mean that the other side is guarded. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So for the entire city to be protected, there has to be array that covers the city. Does it make sense? There has to be intercommunication, like you have seen people using the radio. The watchman is, they use the radio. Hello, hello, are you there? Hello, hello, 3 kilohertz. Hallelujah. There has to be an array that this one is communicating with this one, 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 and then the army goes up to heaven. Glory be to God. So when the arrow goes back to heaven, so it goes like this. Amen? So the whole place is covered and is covered upward. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is the small arrow that is meant to guard cities, that is meant to guard walls, that is meant to guard our children from attack of the enemy. So when us as children of God, we understand our duty, we understand our call back to be sons, back to be watchmen, back to be daughters of God, daughters of responsibility, sons of responsibility, and stand on our hour of watch. The enemy will begin to go out in the name of Jesus. When we fall, you see, sometimes the enemy seems stronger because the people are supposed to be studying in the guard, they are sleeping. Hello?
And then they are sleeping.
You know, like for example, just a few days ago, people were celebrating Halloween in the lawn. I've seen some celebrities even dressed like snakes who were seeing those things going around. So there are altars of darkness that children of darkness were raising. Hello? But how many were raising altars of prayer at that time? How many people were praying that those spirits there suddenly will not enter our wombs, will not enter the minds of our children? We guard the gates of the city by the blood of Jesus. We cover our home, we cover our household, we cover our city in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the moment people are awakening those altars, that's why you hear people are going to commit evil, omitting. No, I don't want to see about Yabashar the Admet. Praise the Lord. Because they are releasing this spirit in the hands so people may get possessed. Praise the Lord. I just heard the story in the news of a 12-year-old was carrying a gun, chasing after the police. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they just lost their life during this season. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there are kids, kids that are being released everywhere. It's not normal. A time comes that we have to wake up. Praise the Lord. And stand in our post to guard the land, to guard the city, to guard our children, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord say, on your walls, O Jerusalem, I have said watchmen all the day and all the night. So watchmen, they guard all the day, all the night. In other words, God expects each and every one of us to be spiritually sensitive 24/7. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To be spiritually sensitive so that when something bad is about to happen, the aerial is too. You are connected with Pastor Lady, you are connected with Brother so-and-so, and say, oh, let us lift up a prayer to heaven. Something is wrong in the air. Something is wrong with our antenna. Somebody is messing around somewhere. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. We begin to call our antenna. We begin to call our networks together. Praise the Lord Almighty. Let us stand in the gap and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. As a watchman, we have to be ready to pray. We have to be ready to bring a cry to God. We have to be ready to stand up and say, this spirit will not move in our land. Praise the Lord. How many people witnessed those guy where this guy was called George Floyd?
Mm-hmm.
Do when that guy died, a straight spirit rose in the land and it started possessing youths. And youths began to lose control. They were running everywhere, burning houses, burning people's property. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even right here in Chicago, they are burning even black community business. Do you think that is true? Is normal? Hallelujah. If you are fighting for black people, why should you come and spray a black business? These things are spiritual. Praise the Lord. These things are spiritual. Hallelujah. I remember when I was riding near Chinatown, one of the railway youths in the morning came and threw stop on her estate. Hallelujah. It's like they are possessed. They don't know themselves. Praise the Lord. They are caught up in the spirit. They are altars of activity that has been risen.
Hallelujah.
That is the time as intercessors we rise up and pray. Because if we allow this to continue, what is going to happen to our cities? What is going to happen to our hopes? What is going to happen to our achievement? That's when we rise up with the army. We connect with the army in the name of Jesus. And we begin to bind these forces of darkness. We begin to bind these forces of darkness. You will not have your way in our land in the mighty name of Jesus. And we rose up in prayer in this altar. Hallelujah. We rose up in prayer because that spirit was going bad. I don't know. Maybe
was I the only one who felt it? Was it really getting bad?
They were becoming very chaotic. Praise the Lord. They were destroying properties. They were burning police stations. They were burning government business. They were doing crazy things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But behind it, there was a spirit fluid. There was a power fluid. Praise the Lord. So as workmen, when we see things like that, we know that there's something behind this. It wasn't just the death of that guy. Hallelujah. There's a strange force. There are strange demonic force that were trying to reduce his death. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To spread about and to awaken the spirit of rebellion in the land. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's what the workman sees and rose up to their duty. So God is calling us to stand all day, all night. It's not easy. And the Bible says, they shall never be silent. Glory be to God.
Amen.
They shall never be silent. You know, many people today are defeated because the devil has not them silenced. The moment you are silent, your testimony is gone. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The moment was happening. There are things we see and we're going to hear. Hallelujah. We stand on our course in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. You know, the things you see as a child of God, it awakens you to stand on your course. And I have seen God do it and be it again and again. And do it again and again. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Right now, there's a story going on around the internet. Oh, one pastor in Nigeria, hallelujah,
Amen.
Who have been droning the issue of Christians being unalived in Nigeria. How many people have heard this story?
You have heard this story? Mm-hmm.
You look at the...
You have heard it?
And the pastor becomes so vocal of the things that have been covered in the nation when a lot of Christians are losing their lives. Praise the Lord. But he has become so vocal that now it has even drawn attention of the president of this land. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because innocent lives are being killed, are being destroyed. But that one pastor stood up.
Actually, I've seen one of the videos where the pastor was doing mass prayer.
He has been focused to the extent how he's drawing the attention on the world. Actually, President Trump is threatening on selling our force there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. When we are watchmen with God, when we see the lion, we don't run away. With our children can become the prey. Praise the Lord. When we see the enemy, we stand in our post. And as a watchman, you need to be trained.
Glory be to God.
You need to be trained. You need to have spiritual exercise to be able to defend your post.
Glory be to God. Because if you are a watchman, a weak watchman who cannot pray for 2 minutes, will you make it? Hallelujah. Are we together?
So you have to have spiritual exercise in the Lord to be able to defend your post, that the ADP will not have an excuse to attack the city. Hallelujah, while you are alive. The enemy will not have an excuse to attack your family while you are alive. The enemy will not have an excuse to attack your children while you are alive. in the mighty name of Jesus, because the moment he enters, he meets with you standing there, speaking the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus, decree the word of God, and no weak confession against me shall prosper. I shall refute every negative that rise against me in the name of Jesus, because this is the vindication that God asks for his sons in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you become a servant of God, when you become a child of God, submitted to the purposes of God, God also has a covenant with you. God also has a vindication with you. God also has something that can pull you out of mess. Praise the Lord. Don't we people have heard that scripture? No weak confession shall not prosper. Hallelujah. But sometimes people are ended dead. But the Bible said, this is the vindication given to his servants. So for that scripture to work for you, you have to be a woman of God. You have to be a man of God. Are there women of God here? Praise the Lord. You have to be a servant of God. You have to be doing something for God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For that scripture to work for you, God is saying this is the vindication. It means you can be vindicated. You can be delivered. Hallelujah. You can be covered because you are standing for the people. You are standing for the purposes of God. You are guarding the ways of God, having the purposes of God in the land, in the city. Glory be to God. When somebody go and speak negative words and then they call the hallelujah, you can be able to rise up and cancel those words in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You can sense in your spirit that somebody is trying to harm. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you actively walk in the Holy Spirit, if somebody is trying to harm you, you will sense it in your spirit. How many people sometimes are walking up, you feel like something is oppressing you? Hallelujah. You feel like your heart is getting congested. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Most of the occasion, it means there are arrows being sent to you. The enemy is channeling arrows. Praise the Lord. So when you sense that something is trying to oppress you, gather for your own needs. Begin to fight as a watchman. Begin to defend your post in the name of Jesus. Begin to plead the blood of the Lamb of God. Glory be to God. Begin to decree the word of God. Begin to speak the word in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Begin to decree the word of God. No weak confession against me shall prosper. Begin to decree the word of God that the Lord is your shepherd. Begin to decree the word of God that even though you walk through the shadows of the valley of death, no harm shall come near you. Begin to decree the word of God in the name of Jesus that have formed this rock. I shall build my church and the gates of prayer shall not prevail against you in the name of Jesus Christ. And because you are part of the rock, no gates of hell, no weapon of darkness is permitted to prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to defend your war. Begin to defend yourself. Don't wait until you are on your seatbed to fight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes as children of God, when we realize we are in warfare, we run fast to medicine before we open our mouth. Hello? And sometimes that is one of the mistakes we do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need to understand spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. That you know how to guard your loins. You know how to take the full armor of God and begin to decree the word of God, the word of faith, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to make intercession in the spirit, and the spirit of God will begin to give you the right words to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The spirit of God will begin to guide you to give you the right word. Glory be to God. Because we be in a evil world. There are attacks everywhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we have to be sensitive. The Bible says you shall never be silent. So God loves noisemakers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, you are in the noise maker. Because we are dealing with a stubborn person. The devil is stubborn, no?
Hallelujah.
The devil is stubborn. Can you imagine the devil went to talk with Jesus?
Hallelujah.
He knows that Jesus is the Son of God, and he goes to have a one-on-one with Jesus. You know, that's a little stubborn person. Praise the Lord. So the only language the devil understands is violent. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because sometimes the enemy uses legality. There's something in the spirit we call legality. Amen? He may say, the parents used to sell me, and before this child was born, the parents gave the child to me. Have you ever had cases like that in deliverance? Your man? Praise the Lord. So the enemy likes legality. He may say, this guy is afflicted because he sinned. Okay? He used to serve God, but he sinned. Huh? So that's why I'm afflicting him. So sometimes when you're doing deliverance, you need to understand legality. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that you deal with the legality fast. So that you break the yoke of the legality that the enemy is trying to use on that individual. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the devil is like a lawyer. Praise the Lord. Amen. He can appear to heaven to ask for your life.
Hello?
So that's why you, as a child of God, you need to know how to defend yourself as a child of God. You need to know the right language. You see, even lawyers, they have a language they speak that a normal person may not be able to understand. Is that true? If they start speaking those gangles, hallelujah, of law, you may not understand everything. They may write a booklet and they quote this law. You may not understand. It's the same way even us as children of God. There is a language of law that we need to understand, that when we go before the Lord, you know how to protect yourself. You know the right words to use to protect you in the name of Jesus. You know the right words to use to enter into a territory. You know the right words to use to break the yoke of evil, to break the domain of darkness, and bring light, and bring the will of God, and bring the purposes of God in that place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like in the book of Zechariah chapter 3, where Joshua went before the Lord, and the enemy also came. They pocket and keep. Hallelujah. Aren't they exaggerating there?
Hallelujah.
The devil came. A mother of God comes to pray. And the devil with the son and keep. Hallelujah. Holding onto his gown. Eh? Hallelujah. You go to church, the devil is going with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You go to pray, the devil is holding on something that belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
And God stood up. And you see, this one has been clapped for on the fire. This is my child. This is my stomach. And God released mercy upon Joshua in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, a new tabard was put on his head. It means authority was restored on him. He was given a new garment. Glory be to God. Meaning restoration in the name of Jesus. So when we come and cry to God for mercy, you might have sinned, you might have fallen short of the glory of God, but when you understand the language, the language of equality, when we come before God and they begin to cry for mercy, we begin to plead for mercy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. For the power of sin and mercy triumph judgment. In the name of Jesus, the enemy may want to finish you. He may want to finish your children. He may want to finish your family members. Hallelujah. But there's a language, we understand the language of mercy. We can come before the Lord and gather, hallelujah, as watchmen, as children of God, and begin to cry for mercy. And say, Lord, we know wrongs were done here, but we stand as a new generation to bring an alert in the name of Jesus. And we plead your mercy. We plead for your forgiveness. Let Father have mercy.
Have mercy.
Yeah.
Pick up
a thief in the name of Jesus. The devil has to pick up his goods
I live in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
And all things done. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wanda Suvite, that's chapter that we're going to pray.
And
First Samuel chapter 19, verse 20.
First Samuel chapter 19, verse 20.
Then Saul sent messengers to take David, and when they saw the company of the prophets prophesied, and Samuel standing as the head over them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. When it was told Saul, he sent other messengers, and they also prophesied. And Saul sent messengers again the captain, and they also prophesied. Then he himself went to Ramah of the city, and came to the great well that is in Sekou. And he asked, where are Samuel and David? And was then, behold, they are a night off in Ramah. And when he went there to lie off, and the Spirit of God came upon him also, and as he went, he prophesied until he came to nightfall in Ramah, and he stood stripped of his clothes, and he too prophesied before Samuel, and lay naked all the day and all the night. Thus it is said, he saw also among the sons of the prophets. This is what the sons of the prophets can do. This is what the children of God, when we make that array, hallelujah. And you see, the Bible says that Samuel was the head of them. There was a channel of authority. There was an array that these sons of the prophet stood within the city. And because they were praying, because they were speaking in the city, hallelujah, no evil was permitted to enter. Hallelujah.
About Donald Trump talking about what they call the dome. The dome to protect people from weapons fly.
So prayers can become a door that can protect a city, that can protect a land, that can protect your children.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
That when the enemy comes, they find that there is a tangible presence of God that has covered the whole city. So in this case, the sons of the prophet, they had lifted up a prayer in a city that the whole city was under the leadership of God. The whole city was under the governorship of God. That anyone that entered that city with wrong mindset, anyone that entered that city, hallelujah, with evil mindset, they found themselves subjugated under the authority of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even outsiders that came in the city, they found themselves arrested by the power of God just by entering the city. You haven't even reached where these guys are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just by entering the city, they were being arrested by the power of God. Hallelujah. People who had not prophesied before found themselves prophesying and did they lose business until they forget the reason why they went there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know if, for example, you are serving in the army and you are the corporal of the general sent you for a mission and you go to the mission and you found yourself worshiping God and praising God and prophesying until you forget the business why you went there, what you went to do there. This is what was happening because there were people that had formed an ave in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even King Saul thought it was a joke. So he decided to go and read places for himself. The moment he helped at Rama, he found himself prophesying. He was caught out of the atmosphere that these children of God had created for God. You as a child of God, you can create an atmosphere. You can create an atmosphere in your home.
You can create an atmosphere
as a child. We can create an atmosphere in this nature. We can create an atmosphere in this city. We can create an atmosphere in this neighborhood that will help anyone to come with evil intention. They will forget their business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They may want to come to rob a car. And when they reach there, they forget what brought them here for. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because they are workmen praying and guarding the city in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I remember a testimony back in the days when there was post-election violence in Kek. Do you remember? Which year was it?
2008.
It's too fresh in November.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. I was in Nairobi, praise the Lord. And part of our church was in Kibera. And there are people that were burning churches. A lot of churches were burned in Kibera, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I had a testimony that when they came to burn the place where we go to church, and apostle, the late apostle, Larry Dax, the Bible said when those people came, they found the place was surrounded. They were not able to enter the pit. Praise the Lord. Among the churches that were standing was a murdered church. The neighboring big, beautiful churches were planted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we keep the array of God, glory be to God, it prevents evil from penetrating in the mighty name of Jesus. When we guard our post, when we stand on our rightful place, seeking the face of God, hearing from God, gaining discernment and word of knowledge from God, there are things that you will know ahead of time. Before they happen, you will know about them. You will start praying and preparing yourself, because God does not do anything unless he reveals himself to his prophets. And his prophets is you and me. Glory to God. Because whoever has the Spirit of God is above. Is that true? If you have the Spirit of God in you, you have capacity to see. You have capacity to desire. Glory to God. You have capacity to be quicker in your inner man to understand the mind of God in the name of Jesus Christ. But you have to position yourself like this man of God. They position themselves with leadership. They position themselves with cavalry. And they were speaking the man of God. Glory be to God.
They were speaking.
And because they were speaking, everywhere I was covered. Everywhere I was protected. Glory be to God. That's why sometimes I like praying. Almost every day I pray the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. I say, Our Father who art in heaven, allow it be thy name, thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. You know, when you begin to speak, you are bringing his kingdom in your day. Even before you leave to work, you know that the kingdom of God has gone ahead of you. You know that you have invited the will of God to govern your life in the name of Jesus. So when the enemy comes to bring his patterns, to bring his will, he finds something already has taken the territory. Hallelujah. How many of you will start speaking from today? Hallelujah. Start speaking. Because the moment you're speaking a word of God, you're governing the territory. You're protecting the integrity of the powder way. Glory be to God. You are protecting. I said, this is a no-go zone for darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a no-go zone for darkness in the name of Jesus. Sometimes even in this school, they say, fuck, I come to this home. I cover every boundary of this house with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. No darkness, no thief, no robber is permitted to enter into this vicinity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For it is written, the Lord commands his angels to surround the camp of the rushers in the name of Jesus. Let your angels, oh God, surround my home, surround my house, surround my children. May all my children be taught by the Lord. With the word you are speaking is putting a territory. The word you are speaking is governing. Because governors come by law. Governors come by command. So when you are in your rightful standing, a as a child of God, you have authority to speak and things will happen.
Amen.
Just to come into the right standing. Because if you have not, if you're not in the right standing, you will lack authority. Amen? Hallelujah. And to be on the right standing, it means you are not guilty to stand before God. Hallelujah. You are offered before God. Hallelujah. There is nothing you can hide for God. You are not ashamed before God. You are His child. Hallelujah. And because you are His child, you come in the same daily. If God spoke and it happened, you too can speak and things will begin to change when you become a watcher. Things will begin to change because you stop, you know, you stop being silent and they keep talking 24/7, day and night. Keep speaking life. Keep speaking to any dark situation. Stand as a watchman. Be active in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's rise up to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I just want us to open our heart and just talk to God. I want to give you 1 or 2 minutes. Just talk to God and talk to God that I am here. I am here, Lord. I want to come back to my right place. I want to understand what you have for me, oh God. I want to understand my post.
I want to understand the reason why I have a light, the reason why I'm in the place where I am today, the reason why I was born in this family, the reason why I'm in this city, the reason why I'm in this land of God, that whatever you want me to become, may I become. May you open my eyes to see the things I need to see. May you open my ears to hear the things that I need to hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you may draw me closer to your will. Draw me closer to that place of waiting. Draw me closer to the place where I will understand my purposes. I will understand what you have called me to do. And I will stand strong and defend the walls of Jerusalem. And defend the walls of the kingdom of God, that the enemy will not have his way in my life, in my family, in the life of my children, in my city, because I am here in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, baptize me with your Holy Spirit. Empower me, O God, to become a watchman. Empower me, O God, to become a stand. Empower me, O God, to become a daughter in the kingdom that will guard by your word, that will speak the word of God day and night. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will lift up a prayer unto the Lord. They will lift up an incense that will govern churches, that will govern and protect them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we give you all the glory because we know you are more than able. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, Jehovah Adonai, even in this assembly, may you raise men. May you raise women, O God, that will stand on the gap, that will lift up a camel of your prayer, that will protect walls, that will protect cities, that will protect nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you lift up our number, O God. Empower us, O God, with your anointing. Empower us, O God. Even the youngest among us, the little among us, will become a city. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the authority of your anointing, may you fill your people. May you baptize them. May you energize them. In the name of Jesus, and if there is any yoke that has afflicted their destiny, let those yokes be broken. If there is any chain that has afflicted them, let the chains break. Lose their home, lose their life, lose their vision. In the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever the enemy has stolen away from them, let it be returned again. Let their life of prayer be returned. Let their life of God be returned. Your life of prophecy be returned. Let your mantle that you have for them return to them. Therefore, whatever the enemy have stolen away from them,
Almighty God, let it be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and the people of God, they shall possess their possession. And Father, we stand on your altar today as we lift up a prayer unto you. Empower your children to defend.
Yes.
Empower your children, O God, to defend territories, to bring protection in the name of Jesus, and to bring your kingdom wherever they go. They will carry your canopy. They will carry your grace. They will carry your anointing. In the name of Jesus.